The Environmental Protection Agency has taken federal Clean Air Act mandated actions to reduce wintertime fine particulate pollution in areas of Fairbanks and North Pole. Bill Dunbar with EPA's Seattle office says the agency has issued a determination that the communities failed to meet a December 2019 air quality attainment deadline and denied a request for a five-year extension to do so. Dunbar describes both actions as procedural and expected.
At the end of the day, the news here is that the state and the EPA and the borough are working pretty closely together on developing a plan that should, over the next several years, start delivering even further benefits than we've seen just over the last couple, 3 years.
The next step is amending a state implementation plan to demonstrate how burn bans and other measures can reduce PM2.5 levels by 5% annually until local air meets federal standards. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Air Program Manager Cindy Heil says the agency knew when it submitted the plan last year that the Fairbanks North Pole area would not meet the December 2019 deadline and that the plan to get there would need more work. She says the plan amendments will show how emissions mitigation measures will achieve the required 5% annual PM2.5 reductions.
For example, the wood stove change out. So every time we change out the old stove and put a new stove in, we have to quantify all those change outs. And so every one of our measures will be going through that.
Heil says the amended plan also has to include contingency measures in case the others fail to achieve the 5% reductions.
We're trying hard not to put any new control measures, but one of the requirements is we have to look at every single measure that we have not put in and reevaluate them and show that we don't need them or we can't use them.
Heil says that's based on either their impracticability or prohibitive cost. She says the amended plan is expected out for public comment this summer. I'm Dan Bross.